What this game is easy to handle for a golf.
Moment,
doesn't it?
Exactly.
I mean,
we haven't had it. Germany maybe looked a little nervier in the second half went on. Have been chances. Let's say exhausting semi-final. Could that make the difference?
Yeah, of course it can make a difference. As we have more tail legs, and we think that Messi wasn't very, very involved in the 90 minutes, and this is a time for him to shine. I believe if he had a good chance there, with the tail legs, it might make a difference. But at the same time, both teams are actually the hit or the pressure of the final at this stage, so it's still very open for both teams.
And at this stage of the game, you know, the players begin to think about penalties, you think, or they wait until maybe the second half of extra time, or do they start thinking about it now?
No, they are not going to have to get that long game. They're not going to be thinking about the penalties. Because right now, they might think they've got a tired leg, but I think these conference is all about mentality.
You guys, get comfy on the sofa because we've got 30 more minutes to enjoy of this World Cup final. Will we get a goal or will we be going to penalties for the World Cup 2014? They're just underway. Let's rejoin the BBC commentary team. Danny Mills, Mike Ingham and Alan Grew.
It's 10 o'clock back over the UK. We're with us here on 5 Live and those listening to the African service on the World Service. Let's hope we get a goal in extra time. On a good clean field, whoever wins. Germany are on the attack at the moment. Schürrle slips the ball past to Michelis. Then he falls and runs. Schürrle slips, good save by the bell. Still pressure on. Also slips. Good guy defender. And Schürrle almost scores for Germany. Another Argentina can counter-attack here. Aguero, was he foul tackled by Boateng? No. Just aggressively tackled. And now it's chipped towards Messi. It's headed on into the penalty area.
Well, this is what starts to happen now, late in your games. We talked about players getting weary, a little bit tired. It gets a little bit frantic, a little bit panicky. A really good save for Mary.
Germany must take pace on the other side of the field. They're right, and then it's slipped towards this near touch line, their left flank. And it's with Tony Cruz. It's it towards the right again. And whenever it's under control, immediately. Can they get the cross into the penalty area? Not yet. Only Müller is there. Germany patient. Still on the ball. Argentina have got most players back. Do they need Messi and Aguero upfield? Hoping for a counter-attack. Germany called for an opening. There's the cross into the right. Towards Müller. Good defensive header by Garay. And it's clear. And that's a good header in. And that is chased after by Didi on the far side of the field. Messi up front, straight towards Aguero, it's straight towards Aguero, into the penalty area, Aguero's angle is very acute, knowing exactly what was happening here, and it's shot right across the face of goal, and out for a throw.
Well, Plasco breaking down the left-hand side, he's got fresh legs, not only just takes the throw in, that's slightly strange, but Aguero, very, very tight, difficult angle, still they haven't had that shot on target.
Nope. How many shots were there on target in the semi-final? Three in total from both sides. Holland and Argentina. Bojan. For Germany.
That's the global high semi-final then, it's quite a lot.
Yeah. I was aware of that. Chris Hall's nodded off on the second side. He asked me for my Sudoku, so that shows you how desperate he was. Germany in possession, inside Argentina's half. And then Plasio had an opportunity to take the ball, couldn't get to the ball quickly enough. Germany still have it. We need 3 minutes gone in the first period of extra time. Germany and Argentina in Rio in the 20th ever World Cup final on the far side of the field. Germany, Kroll, and it goes to Bozo. Bozo fits it on to Kroll. Schürrle is available down the left side. Kroll runs forward, sips the pass into the penalty, directs from Müller. Intercepted and cleared by Jimmy Schürrle. He's right forward because he hit it in the direction of Schürrle.
Well, it starts getting into that territory now where that weariness really does start to kick in. The mind starts to get tired and it tells people, legs to do something. If they don't quite move quick enough, first we start to see mistakes and poor floors and things like that.
Still hasn't seen it happen at that same time. We've just seen it again on the replay.
He clearly panics, doesn't quite know what to do with the finish, tries to just think it over in the end. And hit. A bit like Higuain, hits him on the ankle, the lower shin if you like, no under control.
The man with a cold chin. The jump by Argentina, didn't meet the ball, and it's cleared to the halfway line. Schroeder holds it on. The next hit is back by Demichelis, so he played well for Argentina. Back into the German half. Second half, he's in, yes, with a question. You know, we all, he was the laughing stock. We were slaughtered him early on in the season, the second half, he has come good. And I'm delighted to see that because he is a thoroughly nice man. There's Schürrle, Schürrle on to Thomas Fuller, hard by the left flank, back to Tony Cruz. I don't know, it takes up a central position to his fast track finder. The rebound's off an Argentinian British fine striker, Cruz again. Just chipping it into the centre circle to Boateng. 6 minutes left in the first period of extra time. Boateng comes forward. The pass to the right side and the catcher. Lam beats the defender. Crosses. Aimed at Götze. Headed away well by Garay. He's got a point for the time.
It all seems incredible that Argentina has had the best chances in the game, but still, Manuel Nunes has had a decent save.
The ball through, takes Hotsenbrough, and the defender had it, the opportunity to get across, almost, he just did enough, I thought Hummels initially made a mistake, he didn't, he said he'd play him, actually, but had to play off Aguero. If you just said Aguero wasn't the one 100% to get there, 100% to Aguero, would have gone into that, nicked that past it, and then it would have been a race, but he just eased up a little bit. Here's the five-five, and the Africa Service, and the BBC World Service. 5 minutes remain in the first period of extra time at the conclusion to the World Cup final here in Rio de Janeiro. Again, Germany have not only lost possession, but Argentina are up too tired now, trying to make best use of it. Germany have the ball back. Steinsteiger into Cruz and onto the far side of the field. And now there's a run towards the penalty here. There's the cross back in on demonstration of Argentina, two German players. Both of them seem happy to let it run. Still in play though. Schürrle. Back to Schweinsteiger. On to Schürrle again. Zabaleta pressing. Pass goes back to Ozil. Ozil steps away from Gardner. Running in front. By the passes on the hit. The excellent Mascherano knocks it away. German players on die. Injured. And not for Schweinsteiger. I think it was just another chance from Mascherano.
Yeah, I think they both went into the ball, they thought each other, and they took the shot. It's interesting, it's so tense down there. Look at the subs behind the goal. They're supposed to be warming up to Germany. They've hardly moved. They're supposed to be warming up, going through their routine. They have just stood and watched the game. It's such a tense atmosphere there.
You look at the German bench, and you're really watching it. To bring on Podolski for a penalty.
Well, that has to start going through the manager's mind, you know, late on, you know, in the game. Who are we looking at? I thought, you know, the right to it, possibly Draxler, come on, I said Podolski. He is really, and he's starting to be those that could be caught under pressure. But then it's a case of who do you take off? Do you take the risk and maybe take a defender off and go for it? Or just accept that, you know, if we keep on, get a clean sheet, obviously take it to penalties.
They look so tired now, and then Hummels slightly overhits that pass in the direction of Boateng. For the sign Boateng reacted, he thought he was going to go out of play for Bruin. Boateng kept it in play, puts it forward towards Götze, headed away by Argentina. And then Lazio jumps, he was caught. He was caught down the challenge, but it's a free kick to Argentina.
Just remember, it's 7 games in a month, and these are some of the most intense, biggest games in your life. It's not playing league football, if you like, but sometimes you can get away with being okay again. Every single game, the emotion, the physicality that it takes out of it is so intense.
Two balls were on the pitch there, but as the second one was not over the far touchline, the free kick was taken by Argentina. Argentina on the attack here. Aguero has to use the pass through the Messi, and the ball stayed back to Manuel Neuer, the German goalkeeper. 2 minutes remain in the first period of extra time. 0-0 remains the scoreline. We'll have some added time, so only at least a minute. Germany in possession on the far side of the field. I'm already looking down the names and I'm thinking who'll take the penalty kicks. It would be nice if the final was decided other than by penalty points. But if that's what happens, so be it. Over it is, the left back, over the halfway line, it is Schürrle, down the near side of the field. That's the German left. Schürrle moving in field. And Schürrle swings the ball towards the far side, towards his captain, Philipp Lahm. Lahm now. Oh, he loves this situation. Cuts inside, plays it back towards Schürrle. Slightly underhead, clear by Argentina, and a side off goal change for the throw-in. Two of the Argentines in the far side.
Mascherano again, diving in that tackle. He's dead on his feet. Got off from that. Almost doubled over. He's getting a really deep massage on his calves during the break before exercise started. They're all so, so I would rather penalties than one player make a tired mistake.
I understand.
And that being costly.
I understand. That happens to be for the moment of brilliance. But you don't know what exactly.
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, a Messi or a Schürrle or Müller, somebody do something incredible. You know, for the moment of brilliance. But, you really feel for somebody who is that. Couldn't quite reach the ball or
slipped
over something like that.
Neuer is out of his penalty area. He sweeps the pass towards the left side. That's a little bit. And back up to Cruz. Cruz hits a crossbar left underhead. I take it down off the chest by Aguero. Aguero wants a Palacio. Aguero's running through the inside left channel. Palacio got a good control of the ball and it's back. They'll have the referee spotted the foul. Has he given a free kick? And if so, in which direction? I think it's to German, his advantage.
Yeah, Plasmon has left his foot on certain arm. Poor touch, got away from him, went to retrieve it, and disguised it. And Philipp Lahm came in with a challenge. Just got caught very, very late.
We've had our first period of 15 minutes. But the interruptions mean that we'll certainly have at least one added minute, and the fourth or fifth one indicated as such, and the referee has decided against it. So there we are. Extra time began at 0-0, and it's still Germany 0, Argentina 0.
From Brazil, this is the 2014 World Cup.
Great choices. When you go short, I don't know how to hit the target.
Higuain in the first half, he went on one, then he had the offside goal. Messi had that little jinking run down the right-hand side. And then Messi then went through and had that shot wide. And Palacio, they've had the much better chance to get it moving as well. A great goal for it. Hit the top. It's still written in the stars for Messi to do something magical here. Still has time. But it's 0-0, final period of extra time on BBC Radio 5 Live and World Service Africa. The tempo really has gone out of the game. And all of the players down there now, not one of them has, well, I was going to say doesn't want to make a slip, but then Romero slips as he clears the ball downfield, and Jose almost had a difficulty there against Palacio, but the ball is thrown out yet again by Neuer to Philipp Lahm. And back again to Bolton. The two managers are down there, and Sabella is just cracking inside his technical area. Germany build with Götze, one of their substitutes. Over on the far side, it's Schürrle. And Germany just playing key ball. Toni Kroos. Germany just making sure they don't lose the ball at the moment. And there's still a great poise, and the Argentine fans in particular now waving their scarves away for the rest. And the ball now is inside the Argentina half, and Giglia is struggling here. That was a late challenge by Giglia. A tired challenge to bring down Schweinsteiger. And he's not on a yellow card, and the referee hasn't produced one yet for that either. Schweinsteiger stays on the ground. Germany have a free kick, and Argentina now have to focus. Schweinsteiger will get up slowly. Muller's already touched on the edge of the penalty area. Did he get the ball there? Oh, here's Mascherano.
Actually ended up, these two players came in. The thing is, a heavy touch. They got away from it. Mascherano and Wheeler, obviously, he's on the record. The area headed away by Argentina before it reaches anybody dangerous, headed back again by Germany. Then it's hacked away by Di Michelis. Downfield Argentina looking to try and break it. Zabaleta gets chased over at the far side. Final period of extra time here in the World Cup final. Aguero struggling to get off the ground. Germany do not the strong side at the moment of the two. And remember, Argentina had their extra time penalties against Holland, and they played 24 hours later. Germany, who cruised through against Brazil.
Germany's still building. Individually inside the Argentina half. Basically, every pass has to be 3-1 now. Lahm. Gertz awaits on the edge of the area. Lahm, it becomes standing between Lahm and Kroos, but they still manage to keep the ball. Özil, and then tipped forward by Lahm to Özil. Özil over the top, trying to find Müller. Clearance came in from Rocco, didn't go very far. Argentina trying to plant a header towards the halfway line. Messi struggling to get that in the air. Russell's gone again against Argentina. Carrier referees give the free kick to Germany. 15 yards so inside the Argentina half. Guerrero just caught Schweinsteiger in the face. Well, no, I don't think he's really intentional. They both jump for the ball. Schweinsteiger up early. In the face. Not much more than that. Schweinsteiger, you know, you're tough from the field playing. Get up high on. Right, Hummels and Hobbitus are always going forward to the set pieces. On the edge of the area. And Müller comes out of the penalty area. And speaks to Manuel Neuer, who's come into the Argentina. It's a bit early for the goalkeeper, Joe. I'm pretty sure he's right. So I've just seen Schweinsteiger. He's been caught just below the eye. He was in the water a few moments ago. Blood pouring down from him.
Fantastic goal, that is. scorer. He got that one shot. He was the best. He had the composure to take that ball down and drive it into the far corner. What an absolutely brilliant save. I have to say, that deserves to win away that final. Superb control, left to the far corner. In the face of the final of the Argentinian. What a great save. The first time Argentina has conceded.
Celebrated in Brazil as well. The last thing that they wanted was an Argentina, an Argentina victory.
Madrid. Some is it in Germany, in a specific way.
Thank you.